We give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Father, we thank you for a night like this. We worship you. Thank you for the privilege of knowing you. Thank you for the privilege of relationship. Thank you for bringing us from all over the world. We worship you. We honor you. And we adore you. Let not one person leave here the same. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a praise. Welcome someone around you. And be seated. And so we have how many countries tonight? 32 countries tonight. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. I'd like to welcome everyone to the 2024 Destiny Recovery Convention with the theme Existence at the Top. And I declare this officially open in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. We have people connected everywhere. I'm sure that our media will show us the collaboration both within the FCT and all across the nations of the world. It's important that we know and they know that we are all together in one. Tonight, we will look at the subject of existence at the top, which is the general theme, dash, the power of vision. Existence at the top, dash, the power of vision. Job 39:27-29. He said, does the eagle mount up at thy command and make her nest on high? She dwelleth and abideth on the rock, upon the crag of the rock, and the strong place. From thence she seeketh the prey, and her eyes behold afar off. Her eyes behold afar off. Understanding vision power for existence at the top is our objective. Understanding vision power for existence at the top. Also, we shall understand channels of vision. And thirdly, we shall understand how to nurture vision. Understanding vision power for existence at the top. Understanding channels of vision. Understanding how to nurture vision. Well, we dealt extensively with vision last week. And we are using the eagle. Like we know, the eagle, without doubt, is the king of birds. It is the symbol of royalty. The eagle is on the coat of arms of most powerful nations of the earth. I know of America, it's on the coat of arms of this nation, of Ghana. I'm sure it's on various symbols of various nations of the earth, the eagle. The eagle is symbol of power, symbol of royalty, symbol of strength, symbol of speed. The eagle flies 10,000 feet above sea level, The Bible said, he behold her prey from afar. The eagle can see almost 120 meters or 120 miles away from 10,000 feet above sea level. The other day I said, while others see in meters, the eagle sees in miles. Very alarming speed. The golden eagle flies at 129 kilometers per hour. That is the speed of a car, of average cars. The eagle demonstrates that to see far is to fly fast. Also demonstrates that to see clear is to fly high. The clearer your vision, the higher your flight. The farther your vision, the faster your flight. We are aware that the eagle has concentration of pigment cells in their retina. About 8 times the cells on the eyes of a man. 5 things that we understand from the eagle where vision is concerned. Number one, that vision affects acceleration. Vision affects acceleration. Vision affects speed. Number two, that vision affects elevation. It affects the height at which you exist. It affects acceleration, affects elevation. Thirdly, that vision affects possession. The eyes of the eagle see far. He said, from there it beholds his prey. It affects possession, affects provision. Number four, that vision affects destination. Your destination is not clear until your vision is there. That is why blind people find it hard to move. Vision affects destination. And fifthly, that vision imparts distinction. One of the things that makes a person stand out is their eyes. If somebody is totally blind, that is the way it affects the whole of their appearance. Distinction, standing out. The eagle stands out among the birds because of distinction. I speak to someone here tonight. I don't know the speed your life had been before you came here in this conference, but you are changing speed after this night. You are changing speed after this night. I don't know whether you have been in the pit before today, but you are moving to the top. If you are saying amen, say loud amen. Say after me, I have acceleration. I have elevation. And I announce to you today, whatever is your possession, wherever your possession is in this world, I decree, I declare, it shall enter into your hands. Shout the loudest amen. Where God has ordained and designed for you to reach in life, no devil shall stop you. And I decree today, you shall stand out. In Jesus' precious name. As simple as this is, if I stopped here, I preached already. And if I stop here and I say, let us internalize this thing in prayer, I have already preached. The only person to blame where destiny is concerned is not the devil. The strength of your vision determines the certainty of your destiny. The strength of your vision determines the certainty of your destiny. If that vision is strong, that destiny is sure. Joseph had such vision that the prison couldn't take. Potiphar's wife couldn't take. Adversity couldn't take. That vision lasted for 13 years. And because it was so strong, it was so sure. Why did I say it was so strong? While his dream had not yet been interpreted, he was sure of it enough to keep on interpreting for others. He kept on telling others what will become of them when he had not become what he saw he should become. Did you hear what I just said? He kept on telling others what will become of them based on what they saw. And he had not yet become what he should become. When you have vision beyond confusion, when you have vision beyond dissuasion, you have a destination that is beyond contention. When your vision is beyond confusion, when the vision is beyond dissuasion, you can't be confused about it, you can't be advised about it, then you have a destination that is stronger than contention. That is, if the vision is so strong that you are not confused and you are not dissuaded, you have a destination that no fight can fight away. It must happen. There are people who see things and who want things, but they don't want it bad enough. It is not strong, it is not certain enough. Is God speaking to somebody here? It's not strong enough in their heart. It's not certain enough in their heart. But I am here to recruit a set of people that no devil can confuse, that no witch can confuse, that no negative circumstance can confuse about what God wants to do with your life. No condition of your country, no condition of your community, no condition of your surrounding can confuse you regarding what God wants to do. Will you help me tell three people around you, tell them you need vision beyond confusion. Say to them, you need vision beyond confusion. And tell three other people so you can have a destination beyond contention. Give the Lord a big clap and a loud shout of praise. Give the Lord a big clap and a loud shout of praise. Give the Lord a bigger clap and a loud shout of praise. When God's servant Bishop David Oyedepo told one man his vision, notable prophet of God in the nation at that time, he told him what God told him he will do with his life. He said, I'm not sure. I don't think so. You are not called. Really? Oh, yes, you are not called. Just do something else. That is a calling that is not called. Ay, 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 ay. When we came to Abuja newly, and I traveled to a big city in this country to explain to an older man of God the vision that God has given to us for this city of Abuja. Another man of God was there who said, oh, the city is already overpopulated with churches. There are many churches. He began to mention church by church. And this one have plenty branches in the city. I'm talking about 28 years ago. How do you what does that pastor judge? He said there are many. He mentioned us, mentioning church, this church, that church. He said that is look for another place to go. Not Abuja. No. It's already overpopulated. Until the man of God told him, is he talking to you? It's not you he is talking to. He's talking to me. It is his God calling. What is your concern? That is a voice of the devil from. We are not even 1 month yet. And that man was in Abuja at that time. Also a pastor. Yes. He was in Abuja at that time, also a pastor. By the time the church exploded under 1-2 years, the same man came. And so we thank God for what God is doing. Can you tell me the secret of church growth and church and this and that? Well, before I could start talking, he began to talk. So I know you need to pray. I know you need to fast. I know you need this and that and that. So I told him, you already know all of, you know everything. I don't have anything to tell you. Go ahead and do what you know. That man existed here for a while and relocated. I don't know his address now worldwide. The same person who said the vision had no chance, he watched for a while like Paul the Apostle, those who were watching Paul to swear and die, he changed his mind. Very shortly, they will change their minds. In fact, many people have already changed their minds concerning you. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Lift your hands and your voice and say in the name of Jesus, I will become everything God wants me to become. I will fulfill every assignment of God for my life. Do you believe that? Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Shout amen at the top of your voice. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Very, very quickly as we make progress tonight. What are the sources of vision? And this is for the child of God. What will be your sources of vision? Vision that is authentic. Vision that will see the light of day. Number one is revelation from Scripture. Revelation from Scripture. The Scripture is calculated to generate for you the picture of your future. Say that again. The Scripture is designed to generate for you the picture of your future. God uses Scripture to paint pictures of people's future. Revelations of Scripture. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1. All the way to verse 3. Say, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and I will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. I will watch to see. I will watch to see. I will watch to see. What God says is meant to be what man sees. What God says is to be transformed into what man sees. Those who make a lot of impact in life and ministry are those who can translate the saying into seeing. Those who can translate the Scripture into picture. In Jeremiah chapter 2 and in verse 31, Jeremiah chapter 2 and in verse 31, he said, O generation, see ye the word of the Lord. Have I been a wilderness unto Israel? O generation, see ye the word of the Lord. Do you want to affect your generation? You must see the word of the Lord. One of the most authentic visions you can ever catch is vision that is word rooted. Because nothing settles destiny like the settled word. Psalm 119 verse 89 said, "Forever, O God, thy word is settled in heaven." Anything that is settled on word has a settled future. Papa Yedeko, after he was ordained into his ministry in the year of 1981, he had thought that he was going to go to Jaws. He had planned for Jaws. Everything was in his heart to go to Jaws. And he had announced to people that this ordination was sending him to ministry in Jaws. He went to God to pray. "Lord, thank you. And thank you because we're getting, they already acquired offices in Jaws, sent officers there in Jaws." Well, thank you, God. And the Lord spoke to him in a voice and he said, "As for you, you are going to know Jaws." "I am not the one you heard." He said, "Jaws is the vision in your heart. It's your own ambition." He said, "You remember in the year of 1974, when you were playing table tennis in the gentle area of Jaws, you said quietly in your heart that if you have a choice as to where to live in the future, Jaws will be that place." He said, "That is the vision that you are hearing." "That is what you are hearing, not me. It is that ambition that you had in that year. Remember when you were playing table tennis in Genta area? And you just told yourself, if I have a choice as to where to live in future, Jaws will be that place. That was what is leading you. Remain here." You know, there are many people who have been led by ambition. There are those who have been led by competition. And there are those who have been led by contention. "He's doing this, I must do this." They've been led by ambition, led by competition, led by contention. So God told him to remain there. Then one day, after he remained in the Lawrence for a while, "Lord, what are you saying?" He was considering. Kaduna began to occur to him gradually. But he hadn't heard anything from God. "What are you saying?" And then he said he took the Bible. And as if the Bible has literally opened randomly to Acts 22 and in verse 10. Just like that. Bam. "And I said, what shall I do, Lord?" That is him talking. The same question he was asking the Lord is the same thing that the scripture is saying. "And the Lord said unto me, arise and go into Damascus. And there it shall be told thee of all things which are appointed for thee to do." You see, all of a sudden he knew what God was saying. Because the north then was the center. Kaduna was the headquarter of persecution. Damascus is the city of persecution. "Go to Damascus. I will tell you there what to do." He told his wife, he said, "God has spoken to me. We are going to Kaduna." Out of the Bible, the vision came. Picture out of scripture. Many of us are despising the word looking for his voice. Many are despising the word looking for his voice. It has turned many people into false prophets. It has even made people to hear the voice of the devils. In our time, when we were growing up, there were those who were so heavy on, I want to hear God, until they began to hear all manner of things. Some began to see angels writing on the wall. Whereas it happened for Daniel once, they are almost every day. They will come with handwriting, say, one will write, another one will read it. It was terrible. Very terrible. Ay, 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 ay. One other guy came and said he just saw an angel just now that came to take blood from his external jugular vein. All manner. Most of those people are not in ministry today at all.
Not serving at all. They followed. They kept on following things on. They left the word to look for the voice. The Bible said in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 2, I believe, it was in verse 31. It said the Lord appeared to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. God appeared to Samuel, appeared to Samuel, appeared to Samuel. Can you give me that scripture? 1 Samuel 2:3-21. And the Lord appeared again in Shiloh, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. That is, God came through the word to talk to Samuel. There are many of us, God is trying to talk to us from his word. But we are looking for his voice outside his word. I told you, I believe it was in the year of 2021 when COVID lockdown and all of those things were happening that we meant to go for crusade in Jalingo. All of a sudden, when we finished the crusade, everything was okay. But they said there was a resurgence of a COVID infection. And that COVID came with a lot of fraudulent. We'll talk about that later. A resurgence. So, no open air meeting anymore, number one. Number two, terrorism attack exploded in the northeast. Jalingo will carry those places all the way to Bruno and all of that. Explosion. Number three, we just noticed that the crusade date exactly fell into the holiday of the Abraham and the other religion. Just fell into that season. And you know that some of those holidays, you don't know it until it is close to the time. When the crusade was fixed, we didn't know. And now, the Bible said in the mouth of two or three witnesses, everyone is confirming. Medically, there's something we call contraindication. Indications and contraindications. Doctors here, you understand what I'm talking about? Alright? Somebody is pregnant and you want to take a decision whether she should be delivered or not. You have some indications for the cesarean section. Maybe he has had a cesarean section before. And maybe he's very, very hypertensive. Or maybe inadequate cervix or something. And then you have two of those things together. You take a decision. So, and also the Bible says two or three. So we have three reasons why we may not go for that crusade. Three strong reasons. My wife said, are we still going for the crusade? I said, I'm not sure. That is 48 hours to the crusade. So I said, let me pray. I went into prayer and God took me to Psalm 24, verse 7 to 9. And he said, just very simple scripture. Lift up your head, so ye gates, and be ye lift up ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your head, so ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. That may not mean anything to anybody, but to me in that situation, that scripture, he just whispered to me, say, I'm waiting for you there. That is, the place is open and I have gone. He said, I am already there in the venue for the crusade. Wow. Then he said, and I heard, I am the owner of the universe. I can decide to hold my event anywhere I want and anytime I want. Do you know, to confirm that he went ahead of us, the crusade ground was filled with people. Charles were there. Many of the whole place was filled with people before opening prayer. That was the first crusade we ever experienced a thing like that. That is, seat filled. People filled the ground. We haven't started yet. Opening prayer hasn't happened. Opening prayer has not happened. By the time we finish, the people of the land said, the last time they had anything like that was Rehoboam's crusade. Over 10 years before. The Rehoboam's crusade director saw it. And he said, this is our crusade now. This is our crusade. Out of scripture. He just brought it. And the vision came. And the direction came. Lift up your head, so you Jalingo. And be thou lifted, you Taraba State. And let the King of Glory come in. And who is this King of Glory? The Lord, strong and mighty in battle. I have already arrived. Hey! The moment I heard that and I heard that, I told my wife, I said, we are going tomorrow. I just heard God. He said, really? I said, oh yes, the road is clear. How many of you in the village in those days, people used to go to the native doctor to find out if the road is clear? Should I do this journey? Is the road clear? I told my wife, I said, I just heard him, the road is clear. And once my wife heard hear me and say that I heard God, she will put her leg and head and hand. Follow you, they go. Follow. When we arrived in the place, the fear that we had was real. Vehicles were parking by the roadside. We asked what's happening. They said it's terrorism. Nobody knows who is who. It was real. Eh? They would just park aside. By the time we reached to the governor, the first and major thing he told us was terrorism attack. He said it has been so bad. He said the last time they attacked people in Wakari, he said they overwhelmed the soldiers. That is what they are. That's our welcome. And so if you are banking on soldiers or security or anything, you are on your own. But he was saying sincerely because he needed prayer and he believed that he came for solution. And through the solution came. Because we anointed that ground on Friday night. And by Wednesday, 5 days later, the head of the other terrorist group, the major one, had been killed. Clash. Where we pour the oil. That's it. The people dug the ground. Took the ground and dug the ground and kept on collecting the ground where the oil fell. It was an oil well. Somebody give the Lord a praise. I don't know who God is speaking to here today. But out of this book, out of the word, God is going to speak a word to you. He's going to speak a word to you that will clarify direction, clarify vision. Shout the loudest amen. Shake hands with three people around you and tell them, get ready to hear his voice from his word. Give the Lord a praise. A big clap and a loud shout of praise. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. Psalm 29 and in verse 3, verse 4. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The Lord of glory thundereth. That water is the word. His voice is right there. So, revelation of scripture is our first source of vision. Vision for ministry. Vision for a particular dimension of assignment or business. Number two is revelation of the Spirit. That is where God is opening your eyes to visions and revelations of the Spirit. That is, you saw something in the dream. You saw something in the vision. You heard something. That was what happened to Peter concerning the opening of the door of the Gentiles. In Acts chapter 10, verse 10 or 12. Peter was, in fact, 10 to 19. Peter was not meant to preach to any Gentile. They were not mixing. But he became very hungry while he was on the housetop praying and would have eaten. But while they made ready, he went too fast. He fell into a trance and saw heaven open and a certain vessel descending unto him. as it had been, a great sheet neat at the four corners, and let down to the earth. Wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and fowls of the air. And there came a voice to Peter, to him, rise, Peter, kill and eat. But Peter said, not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean. And the voice spake unto him again the second time, what God has cleansed, that call not thou common. This was done thrice, and the vessel was received up again into heaven. Now while Peter doubted in himself what this vision which he had seen should mean, behold, the men which were sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house, and stood before the gate, and called and asked whether Simon, which was surnamed Peter, were lodged there. And verse 19, while Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit of the Lord said to him, behold, three men wait for you. Those were the people from Cornelius' house. So God can choose to give you a vision of the night, a revelation, a dream, a trance, a hearing that can become the basis of vision and direction for your life. That was Peter. Now, Acts of the Apostles chapter 9 shows us the case of Paul the Apostle. On the road to Damascus, Paul the Apostle encountered visions that altered the course of his life. Acts chapter 9 and in verse 3 all the way to verse 7. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth, and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what will you have me do? And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. Somebody say aloud, amen. That was the vision that changed Peter's life. So God may decide to show you a vision, decide to show you a revelation. God's servant Apostle Yedeko had an 18-hour long vision. 18 over 24, that is almost a whole day. When he went to look for his friends in Elisha, couldn't find them, checked into a hotel, seek a quiet place, I want to speak with you. And that became 18 hours. Where he saw people, the voice of people, crying and lamenting, all manner of afflicted people. All manner of afflicted people. He said, but from the beginning it was not so. Now the hour has come to deliver mankind from all oppressions of the devil. And I am sending you to undertake this task. That vision came with a revelation and a vision. 18 hours long. God may give you such a vision, right? But I'm putting it in the order in which I feel. The word of God will be the baseline. Visions, T.L. Osborne came from India as a miserable, failed missionary. And he did 3 years in India. Not one soul was won. And he came and entered into the Bible. Genesis, Matthew, Mark, Luke and John. He read them 3 times in one month. And while he was reading, then he saw the vision of Jesus. He appeared to him. And that vision culminated into several things that became a ministry that impacted the whole of the world. There are 2 men that had visions that ruined their life. When I say ruined in the positive sense. One of them, Lester Sumrall. Other one, Maurice Cerullo. And they saw almost the same thing. Almost the same thing. And they never met each other before they saw the vision. He said they saw the troop of humanity of all races, white, black, Asians, Hispanics, and all manner of people. They were all jubilating and just relaxing and living casually, walking in a straight line and just jubilating until something that appeared like the end of their lives. These people came to the edge of a cliff and just realized that everything has ended. And what is left is a ditch that is literally bottomless. And all of them were sinking into the ditch. And it was eternal flames of hell. And as they all went, and he said as they were coming, they didn't know where they were heading for. They were just laughing and joking and living carelessly. And anyhow, all of a sudden, they just stepped into the bottom, the flames of hell. And as they stepped in, they began to burn on the spot. He says some of them, as soon as they entered and saw, pulled off their head. That is, they pull it off. And began to cause all manner of blasphemous things from their mouth. And they were all lamenting, regretting, crying, groaning, but it was too late. God showed that picture to Maurice Cerullo and ruined him for life. He was a little boy in a Jewish orphanage under the age of 16. From there, it is from one nation to another, from one place to another. Let me try my best to warn these people that they are heading somewhere that has no return. Mr. Somra, from place to place to place. Am I communicating at all? So it is possible for God to grant vision, to grant you revelation, to grant you a direction. It might be in ministry, it might be in business, it might be in one thing or the other, but that can mark your life for the rest of your days. That is revelation of the Spirit. Now we move further and we go on to revelations, in bracket, instructions from situations. Revelations or instructions from situations. There are times when God plants a vision in your heart from what He caused you to see, what He caused you to observe, what He caused you to experience. Revelations, instructions from situations. In Proverbs chapter 24 and in verse 30 to verse 34, we see a prophetic parable that Solomon gave, how he got revelations and how he got instructions from situations. He said, I went by the field of the slothful and by the vineyard of a man void of understanding. And lo, I went by, I was just passing by, and I saw somebody's field. The man is void of understanding. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns, and nettles had covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken down. Then I saw and considered it well. I looked upon it and received instruction. While I was looking at a man's farm, I received instruction. Yet a little sleep and a little slumber and a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and your want like an armed robber, armed man. He was looking, what everybody was seeing and seeing nothing. He saw and received instruction. In Jeremiah chapter 18 verse 1, God specifically led Jeremiah to the house of the potter so he can observe something and hear the word of the Lord. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, arise and go down to the potter's house and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house. And behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter? People listen. Every situation carries an instruction. Whatever situation you find yourself, it has an instruction. There are revelations from situations. There are revelations from conditions. The universe is a university. Even things that hurt instruct. Am I communicating at all? Mahashato Kokobala. They instruct. I have been around for a while. Little while. I look very young. But I've been around for a while. God has given me to have the privilege of being in between. That is the ancient revivalist of our country. Pastor Adeboye, W.F. Kumi, and so on. Just in between. The old and the new. The young and the old. I saw revivals of the 70s. I saw us going for fellowship in the 70s, where you have no prayer request. Nobody was asked, what is your prayer request? You only came to worship God. You don't leave nothing. We didn't even know that there is even benefit in serving God. You only knew that you are alive to serve God. There are those who came in the middle. What they heard is prosperity gospel. No foundation for righteousness, no foundation of death to self, nothing. They just entered in the center. Like a building that has no DPC. And so I've seen it just a little. And I learned, I saw so many things. I have seen places and ministries where the only thing you learn is this is how not to do ministry. And many of those who are alive today, doing it upside down. Seeing zero results. And there are places what you learned. This is how to do it. Somebody say amen. One of the greatest questions you can ask is, Lord, what am I hearing from what I am seeing? Or, what are you saying from what I am seeing? Because nobody is entitled to an answer who does not ask the right questions. I have asked questions at junction. Traffic, what? Traffic jam. Lord, are you saying anything here? One day, at a traffic jam, I was rushing to preach in law school, Buhari then, maybe 20 years ago. And the traffic light was not working at the Rewan junction. And then the policeman, nobody was there. So every vehicle, everybody ran to the center. And everybody got established. No matter how much in a hurry you are, no motion. Lord, what are you saying here? I brought my pen and paper. He said, in the presence of disorder, there is zero progress. I began to write. And then I wrote, and I wrote, and I wrote. Progress is zero. You see, everything is saying something. I grew up in a family. And I appreciate God for the family I came from and the father, kind of father I have. I was telling some of my siblings the other day, I said, I got many, many good things from my father. Many good things. Somebody heard me the other day, many, many years ago, preaching, said, you preach like your father. I said, does my father preach? Oh, he preached many years ago, far before you were born, in the late 40s, nearly 50s. All right, that's for another day. But it was a massive family of polygamy. There I learned how to run a home. The experience I had as a child in a big family, my children can never have it. The experience my mother had, my wife will never have it. So I overlove them. Hyperlovemia. Peck on the forehead, peck on the nose, peck on the side, peck on the chin. Except that there is too much game on this one. Peck on the neck. Somebody told me, say, maybe that is why they are all singing. Anytime I'm talking, they start recording. Because that is normal. They just start recording. Say, yeah, daddy, can we post? I said, no, it's not postable. This is normal housework. He said the fun it's just excess. Anything I wish I received that I didn't receive. No tension, no pressure on nobody. Am I communicating at all? to open your eyes around you and ask the Lord, what are you saying? From what I am seeing, what are you saying? From what I am seeing, what are you saying? From what I am seeing, what are you saying to me? My time is up. Can you borrow me 15 minutes? Even though it's a loan that I'm not sure I will repay. Hallelujah. Revelation. From instructions. From observations. From your watchings. I watched a Maurice Cerullo video many years ago. In that video, a young girl was testifying. It was in around Tibet. Mountainous areas there. She was about 12 years old. How she was kidnapped by a wicked man and raped brutally, serially. Captured from her parents. It was a horrible story. Long story made short, after terrible years of captivity, she was rescued. When she was rescued, she was still around 13 or 14, thereabout. Tender young girl. When she shared her testimony, sang with the voice of an angel. She had a singing voice. I wept like I was. I lost control. Wept. Nose blocked. My wife came around. She said, what's going on? She said, look at what I'm watching. Why is the devil so wicked? How many people carry such potential globally that the devil is messed up and destroying? Without any doubt, that experience put a fire passion in my heart. A brutality against the forces of darkness. At times when I pray for people, as if I should just catch the devil and kill him at once. Went for to go crusade. Young lady sent me a text message. Said, please don't allow me to die of breast cancer. She's 15 years old. Yes. I cried my eyes out. And I was going to preach. My wife said, what's going on? She said, somebody just sent me a message. Why? These things inflame, as we see, as we hear, it inflames the passion. It inflames the passion. It imprints the vision. But it's very, very crucial. Lord, what are you saying? Lord, from what I am seeing, what are you saying? My wife was patting me up. I cried till the crusade ground. Lord, I need whatever you want me to do, help me with more power. I am not trying to make any show. I am not trying to use it to achieve nothing but to help my generation. When people see things and see results, they don't know the depth of passion from where it comes. When they see us dance, when things happen, they don't know. They think it's play. An American went to India in the 60s. I can't remember his name. I tried to look for his name just now. And he saw the Indians on their feet. All of them barefooted. They went for an excursion. He returned back to America with a vision of manufacturing shoes that are cheap enough, like plastic or rubber, whatever kind of footwear, that the Indians can buy. A real passion to deliver them from walking barefoot. That passion turned into a global shoe manufacturing organization that raked in millions. One young man was going to the stream one day in Nigeria, in the eastern part of this country. And he saw a wretched house with water pouring in the rain. Poor family. He said, Lord, I would like to have money. If I have money, these are the kind of people I like to help. He's a multi-billionaire today with a mega charity organization. He came from observations of situation as a young child. I prophesy to somebody here today, God will grant you the vision. He will grant you visions that you will use to change your generation, that you will use to impact your generation. You believe that? Shout the loudest, amen. Finally, vision can come from inspiration. Let me say inspiration from godly visionaries. Inspiration from godly visionaries. Concerning John the Baptist, I believe that is John chapter 3 verse 35. John 5:35, where he said that John was a burning and a shining light, and you were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. We can acquire light from the light of light bearers. It is possible to acquire light from the light of bearers of light. You come in the vicinity of people who carry light, people who have vision, people who are going somewhere. In that climate, you acquire something. That's why I'm sure that nobody will come here and return back to where you have come from, the same way you have come. Elisha stood in front of the River Jordan in 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 14. After acquiring light from Elijah, his father, he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither. He was doing something that he saw from his father. He saw it and it answered. He was walking in the realm of vision whose light came to him from his father. Peter, in Acts chapter 4 verse 13, the Bible says, and when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled at and took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. If you look at the life of Peter, there were things that Peter did that was a replica of what Jesus did. Master, if you are the one walking on water, tell me to come. And Peter walked on the water like the master walked. If you saw how Peter raised Dorcas back to life, it was exactly the same way that Jesus raised Jairus' daughter. He put the people out, and he put the people out, and he said, daughter, arise. And the same way, he was just reproducing what he saw in his father. Am I communicating? That is why I believe that everyone that is connected to this mantle, you shall reproduce, whether it is in the ministry or in business, you shall reproduce the results of this altar. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. When you look at church history, many of our people in our generation, they have no value for history. So they just get stunted after a while. You look at church history, you will see a lot of visions reproduced. Asa Alonso Allen, A.A. Allen, was born to a family where the mother was a brewer, alcohol brewing. Yes, so they gave him alcohol to drink from 2 years, from 3 years. The way the child, a child cries and you want to pacify him, they gave him alcohol. And then he's drunk and falls asleep. That was how he was raised. Inside feeding bottle. You see, don't ever criticize anybody until you know where they are coming from. Until you know what they had to contend with. Until you know the battles. That was how Allen grew up. And then became an alcoholic. Then Jesus arrested him. And then Jesus will use him. And then he went into prayer and fasting. And then one day he was invited to a crusade and sat in on a robber's crusade. And all of a sudden, he saw the move of God in Oraroboth's meeting. All manner of manifestations. And the voice of the Lord told him right in that meeting, you are going to function like this. You will operate like this. You will operate. You will function. From the inspiration of what he saw in Oraroboth's ministry. Allen did not just function like Oraroboth. Allen went too radical. Allen began to pray for amputated legs. For legs to grow out. And they grew out. If I begin to tell you about Allen today, we won't live here. Some of the most rugged ministration. He prayed for a woman that was about 400 pounds weight that became overweight because of a metabolic condition. And this woman shrank in size. On the spot. In front of the people. I won't tell you what happened because it was very embarrassing. What she was wearing, everything became oversized. There are people who, maybe I'll leave some of it till tomorrow. But that man got fired up by sitting in Oraroboth's meeting once. The same with T.L. Osborne. After T.L. Osborne came back from India, 3 years of failure, he never won one soul. After he prayed, he heard that there was a man called William Branham who was ministering, Tommy Lee Osborne. Who was ministering? He went into the meeting, sat down at the back, and then was looking at Braham ministry. A young girl with cross eye crossed like this, came. Braham ministered on the spot. The eye straightened on the spot. Then T.L. Osborne said he heard like 1,000 voices. You can do this. This is what Jesus did. This is what the apostles did. This was what the prophets did. This was what he died for. You can walk in this kind of miracle. You can walk in this. He went back and fasted. From there, he returned back to India. It's like a revenge mission. Not one person had been healed. He now came and printed handbill. Jesus heals, saves, and delivers. Bring the blind, bring the deaf, bring the dumb. Jesus will heal them. When he placed the handbill, about 50,000 Indians arrived with the worst of afflictions. He said, you people, can you present to me the worst case here you want me to pray for? They brought a 60-something-year-old man, deaf and dumb from birth. He laid hands on him, his ear open, tongue loose, spoke plain. For 3 years, he couldn't win one soul. But today, he said, how many of you want to give your life? All 50,000 people lifted up 2 hands and they say they will give their life to Christ. That was the beginning of a global ministry. T.L. Osborne is the one who introduced us to open air evangelism. He was the first one that did a crusade in a field. Most of the evangelists, the Oraroboths and all of them, they were all in America. It was tent meetings. It was in Coliseums. It was in all of that, but he took it from America to the world. T.L. Osborne labored in Nigeria, Uyo, Aba, everywhere you can think of he went. Are you following what I'm saying here today? That was how the inspiration from T.L. Osborne affected, William Branham affected T.L. Osborne. Then T.L. Osborne located a man from Nigeria called Archbishop Benson Idahosa. And Archbishop B.A. Idahosa, the lion. You can see the lion face right there. He was maximally impacted by T.L. Osborne. T.L. Osborne took him around, impacted him, and the lion Idahosa came to Nigeria. And everywhere he went, Mahashato Kokobalaya. Dead people that were raised in his ministry, many of them, that is directly raising them from the dead. Along with other forms of very, very drastic miracle. In the days of his life, he preached to more whites than any black on the earth. And preached to more blacks than any white on the earth. That was the impact of his ministry. It went everywhere. Inspiration. He had an impartation from both Oral Roberts and also T.L. Osborne. But T.L. Osborne was a major imparter in the realms of the supernatural. Do you understand? We have a lot of people today who want to become something without anybody influencing them, without anybody inspiring them, who are authorities all of a sudden. No! In order to be in authority, you must be under authority somehow. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Benihin sang in Ketrikuman's choir and watched our operation and drew inspiration and then became more like a continuity of Ketrikuman's ministry, especially in the early days of his ministry. Right, had Bunky, all right. J.C. Penney of the J.C. Penney stores became more like a role model to Sam Walton of the Walmart stores. He saw that man and drew massive inspiration that turned him into what he became. There are about 4 or 5 billionaires from the Walton's family alone, including Alice Walton, Sam Walton, and all of them. About 4 or 5 billionaires from that family, all drawing James Carr Walton. There's Alice Walton, there's Samuel Robertson Walton, all of them. From one family, all drawing inspiration from one Christian tither, J.C. Penney, who went bankrupt when he stopped tithing. God wants to use somebody to blaze the trail. If you look at Redemption Camp, inspiration from Canaan Land, massive inspiration came from Redemption Camp. And if you see this place, massive inspiration came from Canaan Land. Am I communicating? I saw Faith Tabernacle Foundation Lane in the year of 1998. I was there. We laid the foundation. We drove around when there was no building. It was bush. We worshipped under it when the roof was not complete. Rain beat us. Inside there, August 99. So it was not hard to dare. Because if you have seen it, you can dare it. Especially if you saw it from the right source. I'll round off with this. Evangelist Reinhard Bonnke strolled to Wales, young evangelist in the 60s, trusting God for power. God has placed a vision in his heart that Africa should be saved. And he was trusting God for help. And he was strolling somewhere in Wales. And suddenly, he saw a street to the house of one of the Jeffrey brothers. George Jeffries. Steve and George Jeffries. Wow. The road pointed. And he went. And he said, I just saw that one of the Jeffries live here. For those of you who don't know of the Jeffrey brothers, they are brothers of the same mother and father. Steve Jeffries and George Jeffries. They ministered together at some point. And where they say, the master is here, then eyeballs will start forming in people that had no eyes. Cripples will rise out of wheelchair. All manner of those kind of things will happen. The Jeffrey brothers jammed every auditorium in the UK, every Bigley Hall in Birmingham, everywhere, jammed to capacity, morning till night. The kind of miracles that tingles the air. Bunky head. And when? Was an old man now. Not too well. But an old man. And Bunky said, I want to see that man. They said, no, you can't see him. He's not available. You cannot see him. He does not receive visitors now. The man overheard their discussion. from the room where he was. He said, allow that boy to come in. Allow him to come. Bunky went inside. Sir, I am an evangelist called to Africa. I'm trusting God for his help. Kneel down. He laid fire, laid power, laid, he connected, an evangelistic revivalist stream, and Bunky received it. Before then, no miracles, no signs, no wonders. He was trying his best, but no result. But when the power came, at one point, Bunky stood, I don't know if it was Zimbabwe or somewhere, when he received about 10,000 people on the floor at once. He had to reduce in that dimension just to relax it so that nobody falls and dies. It came from his stream. He had the head of the man. He had washed him and something dropped. This tiny boy here, one day, was asked to go and pick Bunky from the airport. My sister was the coordinator, was the protocol chair for Rare Bunky Crusade in Makurdi. And he said, please, Pastor, can you help me pick Rare Bunky from the airport? I'm the protocol chairman of this crusade, and I have been asked to pick him. Will you help me pick him? I say, help. The same Bunky that I have put his pictures everywhere and crusade picture everywhere. You are asking me to help. I want to thank you for giving me this opportunity. We took vehicles to the airport. When they received him, took him straight to the Hilton, booked the biggest chalet we could get. Took care of him, fed him. You can stay here. He was meant to go to Makurdi straight, but passed one night in Abuja here. I don't know how God worked it out. He slept. By the time everything was true, the next day, before he left for Makurdi, came with an offering, foreign currency, and a wristwatch. And I said, sir, I want to put this in your hand. I see that you are on time. You are on schedule with God. I want to be on time. I don't want to miss time. And I put this in your hand. What do you want? I need help from God to fulfill my life assignment. He said, go on your knees. He laid his hands on me. He said, Lord, put in his heart what you felt before you decided to send your son Jesus to die. Give him a little of it. Jesus, whatever you felt on the cross of Calvary before you decided to die, while you are dying, give him a little feeling of it. Bam! I'll be lying if I tell you I didn't feel anything. Rush of power. I was meant to go with them to Makurdi with them. I said, no, please proceed. I'm coming tomorrow. I told the hotel, please, no room keeper, housekeeper should be near there. In fact, I went with the key and I instructed, don't change the bed, don't change nothing. Came back after escorting them, dived into the bed. Hours upon hours, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours, 7 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours. I was praying and blasting in tongues. Whatever this man carries, I am looking for it. The mantle, the grace, the help. I fell asleep in the course of prayer at many hours. Then I saw a vision. All manner of manifestation. Right in that dream. When I woke up in the morning, I was fully aware that things are no longer the same. Things are no longer the same. The next day I followed them to Makurdi. Long story made short, we continued like that. We came to Abuja. We organized a crusade. On Abuja Crusade's platform, I was a prayer coordinator. He looked at me and said, come. I went to him. He said, look at my hand. See, I'm wearing your watch. I appealed to them to go to Tukpo for crusade. I went with them to Tukpo. Last crusade, he came to Nigeria. I went there to meet him again in Lagos. Went into the porter cabin with you, me and you. I think I said a word or two at the crusade ground. And then, prayed. By the time he was going to pass, he called his crusade director from. He was coming for the Glory Dome dedication. What we were looking for was a plane to bring him. If it was today, we would have sent three planes. He said, Paul, I want to be there. So when he came for that last crusade, and we met and he left. When his crusade director went to see him in Florida, maybe a few months before he died, he said, John, somebody, a big man of God, was praying for me and said, God give a bunkie more years to fulfill assignment. He said, but that is not what I see. The chariot of fire, they are all here. See, every time I close my eyes, I see all of them. They are around here. The chariot is here. I wouldn't be here much longer. I think you are seeing me for the last time. And you know what sent chills into my body? Then he brought out his hand. He said, you see this watch? Do you know who gave it to me? He said, many people give you things. People give you things all over the world. How will you remember who gave you what? He said, Paul gave me this. How is he doing? Send my regards to him. He said, the director of crusade was meant to be here tonight. He said he couldn't recognize. What? How? Why would he still be remembering such a thing at such a time? Look at the watch. I don't know the price of the watch. I can't even remember what kind of watch it is. But when we went to Kaduna, they told us, the last time we had anything like this was when Bunky came, and that was Murtala Square. He said, if this crowd entered Murtala Square, it will overwhelm it almost twice. Stand up on your feet, people. I have some clips I would have shown you from Bunky Crusades. Can you show me just even if it's 2 minutes or three from that crusade? Take your seat.
Salvation. This week is your week of salvation. If you believe that tonight, shout hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Tonight, you may come here as weak as can be. You will go home like a conqueror with Jesus inside of you.
This was the Abuja Crusade where took me to watch.
On the cross, my friends, he took the punishment for your sins and the punishment for my sins. What is that?
Hail
All hail the power of Jesus' name.
As it passed by the
Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem.
The
and crown him, Lord of all.
God, as it passed.
Amen.
Those nails could not stop Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Death could not hold Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Jesus is here tonight to save you.
Give the Lord a praise.
I have heard you knocking.
Give the Lord a praise. Lift up your right hand wherever you are. Fading away like the stars of the morning, losing their light in the glorious sun. Thus would we pass from the earth and its toiling. Only remember this crusade director of Bonky Sock Jalingo Crusade said, this looks like our crusade. So Kaduna Crusade. This looks like our crusade. Only remember. See what we have done. Thus would we pass from the earth and its toiling. Only remember. By what we have done. Only remember, by what we have done. Thus would we pass from the earth and its toiling. Remember my word, we have gone. Only remember that my word, we are done. Thus would we pass from the earth on his throne. Open your mouth and just begin to pray. Anywhere you are, however you can pray, just pray. Whatever you want to talk to God about. Father, I am available. David served God in his generation before he slept with his father. Father, help me to serve you in my generation. Help me to serve you in my generation. Help me to serve you in my generation. I refuse to sleep with my fathers until I serve you in my generation. I am available. I am available. I am available. I am available to serve you in my generation. I refuse.
From the earth on his toilet.
Saves me now, but to meet him empty handed, thought of that now clouds my mind. 3. All the years of sinning wasted, could I but recall them now, I will give them to my Savior, to his will I'll gladly bow. Oh, ye saints, arouse, be earnest. Up and walk while yet is day. Ere the night or death or take thee, strive for souls while still you may. Must I go an empty handed? Must I meet my Savior soul? Not one soul with which to greet him. Must I empty handed go? Go an empty handed. Must I meet my Savior soul? Not one soul with me to greet him. Must I empty handed go? Must I say an empty handed? Must I meet my Savior soul? Not one soul with wish to greet him, must I empty handed go?
Imahashaka kedega yada gala yada da da da. Likosa, pray and just speak to God. I am available. Plant your vision in my heart. Plant your vision in my heart. I shall fulfill your purpose for my life. I shall fulfill your purpose for my generation. In the name that is above every name, help me, Lord, to be everything you want me to be.
Must I go an empty hand? Must I meet my Savior's soul? Not one soul between two meeting. Must I empty hand go? Must I go an empty hand? Must I meet my Savior's soul? Not one soul with which to greet him. Must I empty handed go?
While this prayer is on, everywhere you are, in need of surrender to Jesus, in need of forgiveness for your sins, you want today to mark a new day for you. You want today to mark a new day. You want Jesus to be Lord over your life. Anywhere you are, pick up your Bibles and your bags. Or you want to rededicate your life to Jesus. You want to renew your relationship with God. Quickly come to the altar here. Pick your Bible, stand your Bible.
Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood.
As you come, come with your Bible, stand your Bible.
For me, and God, thou didst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am waiting, you know, to rid my soul of what that love to be whose blood can cleanse its fall. O Lamb of God, I come. I am thy Lord, on the Lord, on the Lord, we bow together, to the God, yet thy Lord, O Lamb of God.
Can stand up on their feet right now. Place your hands on your chest. While you pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to surrender my life to you. Today, it is my decision to follow you. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' name. I pray for you today. I ask that the hold of sin be broken. The yoke of the enemy be broken. In the name of Jesus, help to live for God. Mercy to live for God. Be released upon you right now. You will not fail. You will not falter. You will not lag behind. Your destiny will not be arrested. All that God wants you to achieve for Him, grace to do it is released. In Jesus' name.